Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you remember what today is?
Yep.
August 29th. Jesus, I can't believe it's been 13 years. It sounds so corny to say out loud, but I can really remember it like it was yesterday. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
The house I stayed in during Katrina was in this little town in Louisiana called Zwali. I've never talked to anyone else who knew where it was. I looked it up and the population is less than 2,000.
Jeez, was there anything to do?
I had a lot of fun, actually. It sounds awful to say because people back in New Orleans were literally drowning, but I was 5 years old and I didn't really understand what was going on. Mom and Dad just woke me up one night and said we had to leave because there was a citywide evacuation. I wonder if I even knew what evacuation meant.
So what'd you do once you got there?
Well, my mom went to the only kids' school around and said she would teach there if they'd let me in. Because she's a teacher, you know?
Right.
But the kids in my grade were still learning their ABCs, and I was way past that, so it was decided that I was going to be homeschooled. You can't see, but I'm putting air quotes around homeschooled.
So what'd you end up doing?
Well, I spent most of my time running around these, like, nature trails and swimming naked in this huge lake and catching frogs, fishing. No, I remember this one time my dad tried to teach me how to gut a fish. I couldn't watch. But I like keeping the animals I caught as pets. I had 2 pet bullfrogs, and I cried when I accidentally let one go. Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Me neither. What do you remember?
Well, the stuff I can think about most vividly didn't even happen until after we got back to New Orleans. I was at this school called Phoebe Hearst, and it was the first one to open back up. I looked it up online the other day and it has a rating of 2 out of 5. I was staying at my grandparents' house because we couldn't move back into ours yet, you know.
Did you get a lot of water?
Not much, maybe like a foot, but a bunch of the house was still trashed.
Me neither. Good thing we didn't live near the levee.
True. Anyway, I remember an 18-wheeler coming down the street and passing out water and MREs. Remember MREs? Meals ready to eat? They taste like shit, but military ration food was so foreign to me, and I actually got excited to try new ones. Katrina has a really certain smell to me. It's not like a hurricane smell, but it's like a mixture of sweaty cafeteria and bologna.
For me, it smells like paper. Like damp paper.
Do you remember the spray-painted X's on the houses?
Yeah, I remember when I first got back and I was trying to figure out what they meant. I finally learned it was a secret language. Let's see. So, the time and date the rescue team left. What type of rescue team was there. If there were any hazards inside.
And the number of live or dead victims in the house.
You know what the craziest part is?
What?
We didn't even have it bad at all. We had it so, so good. Like, Fred didn't even know if his mom was alive during the storm. They just couldn't get in touch with her. And I'll never forget that picture of the people stranded on their rooftop, and they tried to spray paint, "The water is rising, please help." But they ran out of paint after the S and please.
Yeah, the government didn't know what the fuck to do when Katrina hit. They still don't know what to do. Like, they'll say that New Orleans is completely recovered, but that's only white New Orleans. Lots of white people are actually better off after Katrina. But you can drive blocks in a black neighborhood and all the houses will still be abandoned. And without black people, New Orleans wouldn't even have been anything special to begin with. I don't know, it just makes my heart hurt.
Me too.